So how are you, Lee?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, nice to be back in Qatar and looking forward to playing the championship this week.
But a few niggles last week.
Yeah, just a few early season twinges. It's an age thing, I think.
But what was it? It was the shoulder that was the problem, wasn't it? And into the neck.
Yeah, it was mainly in my neck, but it refers down into my shoulder and my right arm. So, it's just 38-year-old aches and pains.
But aside from age, was it something that you'd actually done? Because you were looking forward to that, thinking that you put in all the build-up in Dubai and maybe wouldn't be the slow starter.
Well, no, I'd had it for about a month. So I think it was just a case of loosening it all up and getting going again. I finished quite late on in the season last year. I only got home on the 19th of December and then didn't really touch the club for 3 or 4 weeks. So that's not a Rolls Royce anymore. Stiffen up a little bit.
And essentially, while it was a slow start in Abu Dhabi, that was a decent finish, wasn't it? You got it going a bit over the weekend.
Yeah, the only disappointing thing was that the bogey I made on 14, the Sunday, that was the only bogey I made all weekend, and it was a 3-putt from about 40, 45 feet. Just misread the grain. But other than that, it was a good weekend's golf, and I played nicely, a lot of good shots, without in making too many putts, because I felt like I had a lot of good ones that didn't go in. 6 under par the weekend was pretty good scoring.
Yeah, and the stats seem to suggest that you're hitting it in the right place as well.
Yeah, I was high up on greens in regulation, as I normally am most weeks, so I think my long game's never too far away.
Well, elaborate on that. I know it's important every week, but here it can be particularly important.
Yeah, this is a long golf course, a big hitters golf course. You got a lot of fairways to be able to, attack the flags. And I think in it well, TT Green is going to be a premium this week, especially with the wind forecast to get strong.
It's a very good test, isn't it, of this one?
Yeah, it's an excellent test. It's probably the toughest test out of all three of the desert courses we play in this 1-3 tournament. So, it's a good challenge and one I like coming back to.
So much depends on the wind.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the wind doesn't blow, then, there's plenty of opportunities out there. There's par 5 you can reach and par 4 you can reach, the 16th. But if the wind blows, then, there's some brutes out there.